Nolte, watch State Department spokesperson humiliate CNN anchor with three Iran fact checks. By John Nolte on January 7, 2020. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortigas shut down a far-left CNN international anchor with three brutally efficient fact checks about Iran on Monday. Here's video courtesy of the Washington Free Beacon, which first reported on this. The smug CNN anchor, is there any other kind? A woman named Becky Anderson was either wholly ignorant of the issue she was supposed to be reporting on, or simply lying. When you're talking about CNN, either or both are possible. Here's glorious fact check number one. CNN, the United States does seem to be almost completely isolated when it comes to its position on Iran at present. U.S. allies in Europe, in the Middle East where I am, and in Asia are calling for de-escalation or are virtually silent. There is almost no support for U.S. actions. Where are America's allies at this point? Ortigas, with all due respect, that is just another completely inaccurate observation. You could look at the E3 statement this morning that was put out by the Germans, the British, and the French. Later Ortigas circled back to this. Ortigas, your audience should know and should go back and read the E3 statement put out by the Germans, the French, the British that contradicts what you just said to me, because it completely contradicts you. Anderson had no response. And here's the actual E3 statement. The second glorious fact check happened when Anderson interrupted the first fact check with another piece of fake news, at least within the context of her question. The E3 allies are talking about the need for de-escalation, Anderson blurted, as though Trump isn't looking to de-escalate. As though that is a criticism of the president coming for the E3. Ortigas again ate her lunch. Ortigas, we, meaning the United States, have talked about the need for de-escalation. We have called for a peaceful resolution. The president has consistently said that he does not want a war. That we believe we can solve our differences bilaterally. There are two things this president has consistently said since the beginning of his administration. That he wants peace, that he doesn't want war, and that Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. Those two things are not mutually inconsistent. Glorious fact check number three happened during this exchange when Anderson tried to make it sound as though Ortigas was lying because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he was in fact disappointed by the response from our allies. CNN, hold on. Hold on a minute. Mike Pompeo said he was disappointed with the Europeans' reaction. What did he mean by that? Ortigas, he said that on Friday night, and there's a brand spanking new statement this morning from the E3 that we're quite pleased with, and that you can go and Google right now. This was followed by the most beautifully awkward silence ever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.